Yesterday at this time, we were talking about the stimulus checks and how that some are already going out. As of yesterday, if you have direct deposit, check yours. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says someone are already going out.
Yeah, we got a confirmation from someone's email saying they had received theirs. It had been deposited.
Oh, really? Okay. Others will go out through regular mail. It all depends on how you have your tax returns and set up and things like that. And we talked about some of the different parameters and different ways that whether you qualify or not. In some ways, it's a bit confusing by the way that they're reducing by $100 depending on the threshold of income you have, things like that. But a couple other quick follow-ups. One of those, we talked about how, so you got the $600 checks going out, and though it looks like nothing's going to happen with $2,000 at this time, the question is, what happens if something did? If some checks were already sent out, and then suddenly there was an increased amount, what would happen? Well, according to the story I have, if there was an additional boost, the Treasury said that the payments that had already been out would be topped with an additional payment as quickly as possible to reach that $2,000 level. So if it was a $600 payment that you already received, you wouldn't get $2,000 on top of that. You'd get $1,400 to equal up to the $2,000 as this is noted here, at least in the stories that I saw, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was making that statement. He also does confirm, by the way, that if you want to check your payments status, just like as you did last time, if you go online to the IRS site, irs.gov, in particular, you're looking for Get My Payment, you can track to see where your payment is. Also, it says here that, and I didn't know this, some people still haven't received their first stimulus check.
Yeah, that seems weird, really weird.
And it says the IRS has until December 31st, 2020 to mail those. Hello? It's December 31st, 2020. Yeah. And then it says if you didn't receive a check, you can claim a recovery rebate credit when you file your 2020 tax return. So apparently you wouldn't need the check if you can simply claim a credit, which would take the $1,000 right off your taxes right there.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't have to write a check for that amount or whatever.
So my question is, if that's the case, why go through all the spending and necessity of sending out payments in the first place? Why couldn't you have just said everyone on your tax return gets this additional credit?
Well, they wanted them to have the money right away.
And go out and spend it.
Go out and spend it. Stimulus.
Okay. Well, all right. At least you know that's an option there. Mm-hmm. And also, if you are a person that receives a check, it's possible this time that you might receive a debit card instead of a check.
Oh, yeah. That's if they send it through the mail.
Exactly. Right. So it's not everybody, but in certain circumstances, it says if you received a paper check the first time, you might receive a debit card now.
Yeah, it'd be a plain envelope, I believe, so be careful. You don't think it's junk mail and throw it out.
And then it also says, too, even if you received a debit card the first time, which I didn't know they were doing debit cards, I received a check myself, you might get a check this time, so it could be vice versa. But just so you're aware. So there's a couple of other things to kind of follow up on the status of stimulus checks for 2020.